Hey everybody, it's Woody, and I am really sleepy today, but I got a package in the mail, and I thought that I would record an audio unboxing the package for my package. And I ordered a toy, which is like weird for me because I'm a very hands-on kind of guy, but I was like, when in Rome, I'll try a toy. So, I'm gonna open it up and see what it is. I forget the name of it even. I know it's something Tenga, but I can't remember what it is. So, we'll open it and then if I can, I can, test it out and play with it. We'll see how far I get. I'm really sleepy, so. It arrived pretty quickly, and yeah, it is bubble wrap. There's the invoice. Don't need that, and we don't need that. That is the toy itself in a nice big package, actually. And then there's something else I got. And a coupon. The box is going on the floor. Let me read what this is. I forget what it is. It's something called the Tenga Flip Hole. It's the Flip Hole, the red version. And I got the red mostly because it said that it was basically the tightest one. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know. I'm not making any coherent. This is probably the worst time to do a review product, but plastic wrap, taking it off. Really nice packaging, actually. I was gonna get Tenga eggs, but this looks pretty intimidating. It looks pretty intense. Looks pretty big. Big. So there's lotions on the back, mild, real, and wild, and I'll probably use real. Some Japanese characters on the label. I love this packaging, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to save it because, well, actually, I might be able to. We'll see. I had a busy weekend. I was editing pretty much all weekend, so I kind of want some time. And I'm just opening the lid and. It's really nice presentation, really quality feel. You can tell from the kind of the material. It's like a rigid ABS plastic. Of course, it's red, but it's like a crimsony red. You guys have seen it. I'm sure people reviewed this stuff already, so I'm not the first guy to ever do this. The lubricant's called Hole Lotion. So I'm gonna take the red one out and just look at how. The applicator is a squeeze. It's a soft squeeze. They're kind of in test tube things, so that's pretty neat. We'll put that in there. I don't think I've ever put a toy around. I mean, I've had vibrating rings before, but yeah, I don't think I've ever put a toy around. And then in the middle, there's kind of this jelly silicone-like thing. So I pull the top off. Okay, so there's this springy part, and I think what you're supposed to do is. I could be wrong, but I think what you're supposed to do is open it up and then put the lotion inside. I feel like such an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. Hang on. Oh, okay. So I just opened it and it looks like it actually looks like it's got like kind of a nice texture on the inside. So there's a bunch of different ridges and stuff. Let's see if the mic can pick this up. Kind of like jelly and gummy and stuff. Two different textures on either side. I'm kind of curious at how this feels. There's a little suctiony part as well. But the whole base of it, which is the part I was probably most nervous about, is pretty gooey and jelly. So you're supposed to put the lotion on the inside parts of it and then basically, do what you do to it. So, and then of course you can push from the outside. If I push down, you can see the silicone kind of going in and out, so but I think you're supposed to put the lid on after when you do it. Am I wrong about that? Where does the lid go? Is there instructions? Oh, there is in the base. And ooh, that was kind of musical. Are they in English? Is the good question. Flip style. Their description, how to use, lubricate, slide can wash. Oh, wait, slide cap on rear. Penetrate and enjoy. Okay, so slide cap on the rear. Did I have the cap one wrong? What is this? Nope, see, it's not like it's going on or something. It's that cap on the rear. It's like it's not attaching. Let's see if I can figure out. So that's the part that goes there. Oh, you have to slide from the base, that's why. So it actually slides into a notch. There we are. Okay. So then basically, I don't have anything in. I just put my finger in. Oh, it feels kind of interesting, actually. Ooh, okay. I get this. And you're supposed to... Oh! Wow. Okay, I didn't know that. So I guess that's the pressure part. You can push... And you hear the air pocket. There's nothing in there, so... I guess you're supposed to... It's supposed to create a suction or tension, so... Okay, I guess I'm going to do something here. I don't know what I'm doing, but we'll see. We'll do a little bit of the lubrication. On the video, it said that it was kind of like... What's the word? Focus on the base here, so I'm going to drive it up anyway. The video that I watched for the review when I decided to buy it was pretty... I don't know what lotion they used, but or what lubrication they used, but they did mention it was... There was some lubrication as well. Yeah. I don't know. This is probably going to sound pretty interesting. I wonder how the review is going to turn out. I'll probably... We'll see. I don't know for sure. Okay, so I just closed it. And we'll put the lid on the base. Okay. Move my microphone up here. I'm going to lean back. And I've never done this before, so let me... So where's my... Let me get some more of that. Okay. Move the microphone over to my chest. It's been a couple of days, but, you know, I'm also kind of sleepy, so I don't know if anything's going to happen, but we'll do our part for science, you know. We'll see how it turns out. Come on. This lid is kind of tricky. So the lube itself is really stretchy and stringy, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to, like, almond oil. Feels good, though. I'm used to the more gentle thing. Okay, so there's the opening, and I'm going to try to slide it on for a moment. And you need a little bit of lube on the outside there. Maybe a little bit. We'll see. You hear my, like, sleepy breath. It's pretty bad. Alright, I think that's good. Logical Woody is not so interesting. Okay, so I'm spreading a little bit around the outside. Ooh, that's kind of like soapy. Alright. Okay. I'm very intimidated. This is the first time I've ever had a toy around me, so I'm going to see how it feels. I don't know how it's going to feel. I guess you're supposed to... Ease it in. Okay. I think it's in. I can't tell. So... I gotta figure out how to work this section. Okay, so I'm just gonna let it sit there for a second. Oh. Oh man, those little noises, they make me laugh. It's funny. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit of the texture. I think I'm gonna. Ooh, okay. So if you squeeze, there's three basically like buttons, and if you squeeze the bass, you kind of get more of the sensation. It's kind of pulling on me a little bit. Okay, now it's starting to feel a little good. I can't tell though. This is my problem. Like, when people play with sex toys, I like the I. This is so weird because I like looking at how turned on I'm getting, and I just feel it, but I don't see it. That's awkward to me. Just very awkward to me. Okay, so then I guess you're just supposed to move it up and down, just like it's your hand. I'm not a big, I like grip, but. Can't figure out how to hold this thing. Okay, now it's getting a little easier because I'm getting harder, so. Now I can. When I push the bass, then it makes the bass kind of like harder, actually. I'm a bass kind of guy anyway. Okay. So, I don't know if I really want to come with this thing. It's weird, like I can feel the thickness. I've got a grip on it. I can feel like the thickness of my shaft whenever I'm going up and down. And you should be able to hear it too, like when I go up and down. It's pretty jelly. Even if I just like hold it and squeeze it. Feels good. Okay, I just pulled it like halfway out, and I'm just seeing how hard I am, and that's pretty amazing. I didn't realize it was gonna be that hard. I gotta say though, and I could be like biased yet. Maybe I didn't put enough lube in or whatever, but I don't know if I buy the texture sort of thing. Like, I don't know what texture I'm supposed to be feeling. These noises are hilarious. So I kind of like in my grip too. I would say too, like I'm gripping pretty hard in the silicone, but like I almost want to hold the plastic too. The one thing I do like about it so far is that the lubricant's staying inside, so that's not as messy. I'm sure it's the same way when you clean up. I might have to play with this when I have headphones in because. I can't take it seriously. What the heck is going Well, I was concerned that the hole would be too tight, but it doesn't feel too tight right now. I'm using both hands though. Like, I've got the. There's six buttons basically. So the middle button, and then there's the top button as well, which I don't think I'm reaching, but maybe I'm putting enough pressure to like get the suction. I say I'm reaching, because the opening's 6 inches, but I'm not sure. I could probably like push it all the way down and hit the back of it, but I can't feel in terms of texture. I can't feel where I'm hitting or whatever. I'm gonna try to turn it around while it's on me. Maybe that changes things a bit. Okay. Changes things just a little bit. But I don't like it, so I'm gonna turn it back around. It's trial and error, everybody. This is why it's fun. Okay, so now the question remains, do I want to come
for the first time in this toy, or do I just want to stop and deny myself? Don't know. I'm liking the suction though. Let me see if I can get more lube in on the base. Just gonna put it on the base of my cock and then see if I can pick it up. That was a lot. That was a lot. But that is okay. Okay, that is a lot, but it feels good. Okay. If I come with this thing, I might have to come quietly because I'm kind of sleepy. And I don't want to take away from the weird noises that it's giving me. Feeling the sensation on the tip as much. Maybe I need to change how I play with it. Hang on. That doesn't work. Turn it around. Try turning it around that time. I just need to squeeze it harder. It's gonna happen. Oh fuck. Okay, so that I was kind of not expecting. I turned it around and then I just started like playing with the pressure a little bit. Yikes. I don't know what to do now. I feel like Iron Man, like, because it's red and kind of silverish and stuff, I feel like Tony Stark up in here. Like, wow. That wasn't bad. First thoughts? I'll probably use it from time to time, but I mean, ow, squeeze a little bit more out. I know I said ow, it didn't hurt. Yeah, I don't know, like, it feels very foreign to me to put anything other than your hand around it. Anyway, well, I think Tenga makes a good product, and I'm impressed with it. I probably will use it from time to time, but I probably won't make a habit out of coming with it. Especially because, like, I miss the hands aspect of it all, you know? I'm a big, like, hands guy, so it feels very weird to have this apparatus on me. I just pulled out, and the side of it actually is, well, I'm looking in here. I can't really see my cum, which is okay. But obviously, it's not. There are no features to it, so you know I can't see, like, you know, lips or anything on it. I'm glad I went with it though, because they have a good reputation and stuff. So, yeah. So I'll probably be collapsing now, but thanks for listening and take care. Bye.